for more on the market breakdown and kind of the actions that we've seen so far in the first few hours of trading, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, who's watching the global activity as well. Jared.
That's right. We've seen these on again, off again moves with respect to the potential minor incursion. We hope that's all it is. But right now, we just took a gapped down on the open. We took another leg down, in fact, two legs down. And you can see we're pretty close to the bottom end of the session range, down 1.5% for the Nasdaq. I also want to point out that in the S&P 500, on a longer term basis, I'm going to pull up this 2-month candlestick chart that I've been kind of holding out here for the last several weeks. We're still in no man's land right now. It looks like we broke down. We came right back up yesterday into the breakdown area, and we're selling off today. But really, these are pretty low volatile moves, given the moves that we've seen relative to this year. And here's the sector action today. We see staples. That's the only sector in the green, followed by utilities, real estate. So pretty defensive setup when you take a look at the sector action. Tech really taking on the chin here, down 1.7%. Then we have financials and consumer discretionary. Consumer discretionary has really been leading lately. And speaking of some of our leaders, we want to take a look at our leader screen. ARK Invest components, those are suffering. I'll take a look at that screen in a second. But ARK Fund, that is down 4%. MJ, that's Cannabis Fund, that's down 3%. So a lot of the hot money flows that we've seen intermittently over the last few days, not really showing up here. By the way, KWEB is a Chinese internet ETF. Actually, the Chinese internet ETF and its components here, really not doing that poorly today. Baba's up about 1%, perhaps off of some of those Charlie Munger comments we got yesterday, said kind of tongue-in-cheek just now, but take a look at ARK Innovation. We're seeing Coinbase, that's down 5%. Shopify off its earnings down 5%. Zoom down 3%. So a lot of these names, and just take a look at what's happened year-to-date here, a lot of carnage on the screen, a lot of things to work through. Also want to take a look at the EV space. On an intraday basis, we're seeing a lot of red here. Rivian up 5%, though. XPeng up 2%. So some of the fringer names getting some love, but really not the big guys. You see Tesla's in the red for about 3.5%, and then Toyota down 1%, Ford 2, and GM 2.5%. Finally, want to take a look at our crypto screen. We see Bitcoin off about 3.75%. And the thing I don't like about the technicals here, we sold off from a key inflection point, which is about 45,000. So have to watch and see what happens if Bitcoin happens to Bitcoin in the coming hours, guys.
Yeah, Jared, and interesting to note that gold's up despite Bitcoin being down. A bit of an interesting correlation there. And also 10-year bond down, I'm watching 9 basis points. So classic risk-off activity, stocks down, yields down. Thanks so much for breaking all that down for us.